Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Tribute Quartet singing The Climb and also Makes Me Wanna Go. And then part three of Pastor Duck's message entitled Make It Count from 2 Kings chapter 2 verses 8 through 14.
I don't remember much about my valleys, even though I know I've had my share. And many times I've reached the point of triumph, but seldom do my thoughts go wandering. Sometimes we mark life's journey in terms of high and low, but in between the ups and downs is where we live and grow. So day after day, time after time, my mind goes back to the climb. I remember when I looked around, what peace I found in seeing Jesus walking up the jagged slope with me. I remember how he took my hand and said, someday you'll understand, but until then I'm all you'll ever need. He's the strength for every journey and the joy that lights my way. The longer that I live, the more I find. I may forget about the valleys, might not recall the mountains, but I will remember the clouds. And I find comfort in the distance, from the valley to the mountaintop reward. And many are the blessings I'd be missing, oh, if I'd never traveled with the Lord. But I know the taste of mercy and grace without an end. And on each and every journey, I've walked beside a friend. So after time, my mind goes back to the climb. I remember when I looked around, what peace I found in seeing
Jesus, walking up the jagged slope with me. And I remember how he took my hand and said, someday you'll understand. But until then, I'm all you'll ever need. He's the strength for every journey, and the joy that lights my way. The longer that I live, the more I find. I may forget about the valleys, might not recall the mountains, but I will remember the climb. He is the strength for every journey, and the joy that lights my way. The longer that I live, the more I find. I may forget about the valleys, might not recall the mountains, but I will remember the climb.
Sacrifice. It's going to require effort. It's going to require time. It's going to require a lot. But I'm telling you, when you stand before Him and you're willing to serve Him, you'll say it was worth every bit of that, because God will bless you. Let's go to the scripture. 2 Kings chapter 2, starting with verse number 8. Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither so that they too went over on dry ground. And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. Man, that's powerful. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee, but if not, it shall not be so. And it came to pass, as they did, went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire. Could you imagine the scene? And horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his clothes, and he rent them into two pieces. He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him. And he went back and stood by the bank of the Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. This is a powerful demonstration. This is not a parable, friend. This literally happened. This occurred. See, God can do unusual, amazing things. And looking at the setting of what was going on, and looking at Elijah and Elisha, and looking at the condition of Israel, you know, God will work in the midst of the greatest struggles and trials of life. He really will. From these passages, we discover two individuals, basically, that were the greatest resource of a nation. They were actually the resource for the nation because Israel was in a dilemma. You know, it's not good government structure that makes a nation great. We've got an inauguration coming up here in a few days on January the 20th. Governments are only as good as the people that run the government. Your home is only going to be as good as you run your home. Your life is only going to be as good as you run your life. So, you know, some believe in a great military, and that gives great power, sure, but it doesn't necessarily make a nation great. Others believe that if a nation has a great or a good economy, that will make that nation great. The greatest resource a nation has is godly people who are willing to do godly things. And that's what America needs today. Don't count on what's going to happen in Washington here in a couple weeks when the president-elect, Trump, is sworn in as president of the United States. I pray that God will give him grace and help and leadership. But let me tell you what. Donald Trump cannot make this nation great. What it's going to take is godly people who still believe in this word called the Word of God, who will not only believe in this word, but will live by this word. I believe that this nation can be brought back to God, but it's going to take the churches that God has called out to stand up for the truth and for us to be the people that God has desired for us to be. I believe today that America's not going to be great because of an inauguration speech that is made on that day. One man cannot make America great. But what it takes is the born again to start believing God's word and start living God's word and start living right. That's what's going to turn this nation around for God. So a government will not make America great again. I don't care what they do from that standpoint. And I pray for them. But it will take committed and dedicated believers in Jesus Christ who will start to live what they say they believe.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.